I know it's a little bit early, but if it's okay with everyone, we'll call it 10 minutes early and we'll call this meeting to order. I'd like to ask Kevin if he would lead us in a word of prayer.
Lord, we thank you for this day. We thank you for everyone that is here tonight, Lord. We ask a special blessing upon each and every one of them, Lord. We ask that you be with all of our administrators, our school staff, our support staff, the children and the parents and everyone. Lord, we just thank you for everything that you've done for us and ask you to forgive us where you failed us, where we failed you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Kevin Holloway.
Yes, sir.
Brian McCurley.
Yes, sir.
Tom Spring.
Here.
Great. Hayden Groff.
Here.
Sure did that pretty good, didn't I? And myself. All right, we have a quorum. At the moment, we don't have anyone signed up on the community forum. If someone comes in prior to 7 o'clock, we'll give them an opportunity later on in the meeting. We'd like to take a few moments, if we could, to appreciate our Sheriff's Department, Texas Parks and Wildlife, our game wardens. I'm going to read something that Charlotte's got here, but I've got to put my eyes on first. We're calling it the Brooklyn ISD Noble Wildcat Award in appreciation. Brooklyn ISD would like to take this opportunity to recognize the outstanding work in support of our area law enforcement. On the weekend of October 10th, 2025, Brooklyn ISD was burglarized, which led to the loss of equipment and tools. Law enforcement was notified on Monday, October 13th, and through the hard work and dedication of the following officers, the investigation was closed and the items were returned by Friday, October 17th. The efficiency and hard work of these officers saved Brooklyn ISD thousands of dollars. BISD would like to extend our appreciation to our Jasper County Sheriff's Department, Sheriff Chuck Haver. Jasper County Sheriff's Department Investigator Calvin Starkey, who couldn't be here tonight. Texas Wildlife Department Game Warden Brooks Yates. And I cannot imagine solving the case in the length of time that it was solved in. I was up here the evening that Brooks and Calvin brought some stuff back today, and y'all were headed to Magnolia Springs to get to the side-by-side at that particular time. And I'm thinking there's just absolutely no way. That never happens. Historically, you just write it off and the world goes on and keeps turning. But it's like I told you, one of the few politicians that didn't lie whenever he was running told me how hard he was going to work. I'm glad you do. And everybody up here appreciates it.
Honor and privilege.
It's can't say enough about you guys. Thank you. We appreciate it. There's no doubt.
Thank you. Oh, wait, let me get your feet. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah, come on,
Michael.
Can I get a picture with you?
You can.
Okay. Okay.
No, you look fine. Don't worry about it. Come on, Brian.
Oh, the whole group?
You look so cute up there, Miss Donner. You little turd.
Well, let me
go
get my joke back.
No.
I've always been short in my life.
Say Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Moisture.
Got it. Okay, now look at me.
Thank
you for indulging me,
Charlotte.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank y'all very much. We really appreciate it.
Thank you, sir.
Appreciate you, bud. Thank y'all very much. We really appreciate it. No. Y'all let us know if we can help y'all in any way, okay? Thank y'all very much. Bye.
All right.
Okay, now you're good, Miss Inman. Miss Inman, now you're good. Now. Thank you.
Can I go with her?
Yes.
Will you send me one of those pictures, please?
I sure will. Yes,
thank
sir.
You.
Mm-hmm. Bye, guys.
Tonight. Consent agenda. Everybody have an opportunity to take a look at it?
I have.
Anybody find anything wrong?
I did.
Uh-oh.
This is no reflection on Donna's skills at all, okay? Because this is from the local wellness plan.
Oh.
And there's a...
Oh, wait. No, we're not there yet.
Yeah. We're on last week's agenda.
We're just doing the consent thing.
Oh, the consent
thing. Yeah.
Forget it.
Do you consent to the consent agenda?
I do.
I'll second. There we go. Business. Considering if appropriate, approve BISD local wellness policy.
Okay, what you got?
Yeah. Now you're up.
Page 1 of the wellness policy. Or maybe the local wellness policy. The page one, goal, under goals. It says, qualified child nutrition professionals will provide students with access to a variety of affordable, nutritious, and appealing foods that meet the health and nutrition needs of the students and will provide clean, safe, pleasant settings with adequate time for students to eat.
To eat. Okay, let's go with eat there. How about that? We can fix that.
I thought you might.
Yeah, we got it. That's an easy fix.
I read this whole damn thing.
That's all you can find.
And that's the only mistake. Okay.
That's a win.
That is a win.
Yeah, so we have to have this posted. It's one of the legal postings that we're supposed to have for our on our website. So it just has to be updated every so often. And so it just has to be updated every so often. So we just need to update it, and we will
every 3 years.
Yes, sir. And every we will correct years. That and put it on our website. So we will correct ears.
With that correction, was that a motion?
A motion
to approve?
To accept it?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, the only thing I have to ask is when are you going to nominate people for this committee, this group?
We already do. It is Nurse Moon, Miss Angie, Mr. Shoemake, and Miss Hildebrand.
It says a board member also.
Okay, we can put you on there.
No, I wasn't volunteering.
Like a volunteer to me.
I did to me, too.
There you go. Not a problem.
Ask and you shall receive.
There we go.
That was easy. Sounds like it's you now.
Like, yeah. Yeah,
I didn't read that part for a reason.
DW needs my help in the kitchen.
See what happens.
Yeah,
when
and
you
you're
the
a great
way?
Cook, too. That's right up your alley.
Absolutely. Yes. You got the hat and everything.
Couldn't think of a better man for the job.
You told me last year what that hat was called. What's it called?
A tote.
A tote. Yeah. There you go.
T-O-P-E.
Who seconded that?
I'll second.
Mr. Holloway. All right. Oh, Texas Public Information Act calendar.
Yes.
Explain that one to us.
Okay, so the Texas the Public Information Act says it's changed the dates, that it's not school dates that they go by. So when people want certain, will get in touch with Ms. Hightower and say, I need a list of, you know, all the employees or something like that. That's public information. We always functioned, and schools always function on school days. They changed that under the new law to now it's the same calendar as the AG. So, but what it did allow is for us to have 10 extra days. So we have to pick those 10 days. I suggest we use the 3 or 4 days before Thanksgiving when we're out, but the AG is not. So that would be the 11th, November 23rd through the 25th, because they have the 26th and 27th already off. The Christmases, there's 3 days before and 3 days after that we're off, but the AG is not. And then April 6th, which is the Monday after Good Friday, after Easter. So if y'all are okay with those dates, I'll have Miss Donna, because then we have to post this on our website as to say, hey, this is when we are available for public information.
So we've got 10 days.
More than what the AG has mm-hmm. on his calendar.
So. I'll make a motion to approve the Texas Public Information Act calendar.
Okay. And I've got those days.
Who seconded that? Tom Spring seconded that.
Tom Spring.
Okay. All right. Tell us about the Dead Girl's Diary.
Okay.
I must have missed something.
So, we have a library book that is called the...
Dead Girl's Diary.
There we go. The Dead Girl's Diary. It is about Kara, who experiences visions of a dead girl and discovers a diary to reveal the ghost and the murder and all that good stuff. It is for 9th through 12th graders. When we looked over the library list last month, you've had some concerns about this one. This is the synopsis. It's for high school age readers. So if you want to leave that off, we can. If you are okay with that, we can do that too.
So I did some, when I saw it on the agenda, right, mm-hmm. I did a little bit of digging. And I never thought that I would be the person to say this, but just based on the author and some of the things that they believe in and stand for, I would be perfectly fine with leaving that out of the library.
Okay. I'm good with that.
I don't think that
and that's not something I thought I'd ever be the one to say, be the one banning a book.
That's true.
The,
I don't have anything one way or the other.
Publication is actually designed for 9 years plus. So that to me is very strange. And I would, I'll make the motion that we ban it from the library.
How about we just make a motion to remove it from the library?
Well, remove it.
Well, it hasn't been purchased yet. So it's one of those things that we don't even have to worry about purchasing.
Even easier.
There you go.
Exactly.
Buy a different book.
Buy a different book. Take that money and buy a different
and
book.
And who made the motion?
Hayden made
them. All second. All right. All in? Oh, I wasn't taking a vote. I think everything's been unanimous.
Yep. Nobody jumping up and down screaming.
Yeah.
Donna's on it. She's
principal's great. Report. We don't have a principal. Can we skip that?
No, sir. We have 204 in elementary. We have 186 in high school for a total of 390. Our ADA is for elementary is 95.4. For high school is 95.6. Campus-wide is a 95. Mr. Gillis took 16 students to the Jasper Career Fair on December the 11th. We had homecoming the 8th through the 12th, and the STAR test was given for December the 9th for the students who did not achieve a passing standard in the high school STAR and EOC. So it was their chance to take their retest. We have Christmas break the night starting tomorrow at noon. 30, but it'll be noon. We're starting at noon. And the teachers return on January the 5th, and the students come back on January the 6th.
That's all my kids could talk about. We're getting out early tomorrow, Dad.
That's it. That is it.
Just out of curiosity, because we've done it this way for 30 years. I know it's not trying to kick the can or do anything stupid, but when we give the report of how many kids are in high school and how many kids are in, why don't we break it down to how many kids are in high school? Not junior high and high school. And that way, when we start talking about, oh, we're going to be 1A or 2A or whatever in the future, you would have an idea whether you had 104 or 98, you know.
You can do it.
I mean, anyway, we have an athletic director.
We did.
And she's going to give all
the not worth eight eggs, but we got her.
Before we move on,
sir,
I'd like to make a proposal.
Yes, sir.
She's married.
Yes, sir. Not breaking in another
you
one.
You think I don't know that?
Not breaking in another one. Is this place still on? Holy goodness.
I would like to see Mr. Gillis prepare a document announcing all of the scholarships that are available, the dates of those scholarships, the application date and the final date. Where you can't apply anymore.
Okay.
Post it somewhere in the building, preferably in a
okay.
a case somewhere where people can see it and know what's available.
Okay.
And he can update it as necessary.
Right. And he emails the seniors every. He has a group senior group email, and he emails them. This scholarship's up. Here's a scholarship to apply for. So he's communicating through that way. But we can post it in school.
I mean, I'd like to see it
okay.
visible.
We can do it.
And not just seniors. But other kids in the high school will see that, and it'll spur them on.
We can do it. That's an easy request.
Thank you.
I like it.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Athletic report. Is that what you're ready for?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, okay. So the cheerleaders worked very hard for a successful homecoming. Our homecoming king was Zach Beatty. Our homecoming queen was Adriana Lakey. The boys have a 7-4 record currently at Martin Mills tournament. Landon Smith hit his 3,000 points for his career. During the Christmas break, both the boys and the girls will be participating in the holiday hoops on December the 29th through the 31st. And that is in Tinahall, correct? Tinahall? Okay. The girls basketball finished their two district games with a win against Leggett and Goodrich, and they won first place in the Evadale tournament. So, and I think Martins Mills, we've lost the first game, and we'll start the second game about 6:45. So We'll see how the second game goes.
I told you wrong. We didn't open the books. We opened it with Brooks in town.
Okay.
That makes more sense.
Can you mumble a little bit louder?
I had asked her something about the tournament a while ago, and I was thinking we played Hooks first game. I looked at something that had that on it. But now that she said Holiday Hoops, I looked at the Holiday Hoops brackets. Boys and girls both open with Hooks. That's where the Hooks came from. It had nothing to do with the Martin Mill tournament.
Yes.
So it's like most of the things I say is pretty irrelevant.
You ask about the number we turned in. I think we turned in 94.
I saw that.
Got on the UIL list. I think we find out February. I think so. We'll find out where we are.
Yeah. What was the cutoff last year?
104. So we'll be, we should be 1A again.
Yeah.
And we should be toward the larger schools of 1A.
Yeah. That's what I, well, that's just one of the things I'm really careful the way to do it.
Okay, superintendent's report? Okay.
All the AD, I'm sorry.
That's it.
I'm sorry. Yeah.
So it's basketball right now. Brooklyn ISD hosted the Tri-County Superintendent's Meeting on December the 3rd. We have completed the fiscal year 2027 Impact Aid application, and it has been marked eligible and complete the review, so we should be good there. We did receive our Impact Aid for fiscal year 2026 on November the 19th, which is really early compared to last year. We were April, Miranda, for 2025. So they have moved us out of the Department of Ed, when I say us, federal lands, out of the Department of Ed and put us with the Department of Interior. And so we'll see how that goes. It seems to be rolling pretty quickly. Seems to be going through fairly quickly right now. So we'll see. Early release is tomorrow. Teachers come back on Monday the 5th. Students come back on Tuesday the 6th. Upcoming events is that Ryan Pratcher with Walsh Glycos Law Firm will be here on Monday, January the 5th, to go over some in-service with us. And Region 5 Superintendent Meeting with TEA Commissioner Mike Marath on Wednesday, January the 14th, down in Beaumont. We'll see what the commissioner has to share with us. And that's it. Other thing I need is to give y'all my
evaluation
information.
Is that time already?
Is that time already? So, when do we need to share this back with?
I'm sure Mr. Holloway would like to have that back at least a week and a half.
Yeah.
Tabulate scores.
Okay. Everybody got one? Yes.
So far, when?
At least a week before the next meeting, whenever the next meeting is, third Thursday. So he'll have to have a little bit of time to sit down and add. But I know it's only one to four, or one to five.
Hang the third Thursday, the 16th, right in the middle of the month.
16th. So,
try to get it on the 9th.
Yeah.
The next board meeting's on the 15th.
15th, yeah.
Oh, where is that? Do we have that, Miss Donna?
Ma'am?
Our board members that did not fill out the survey, did you print those off?
Damn, that's my birthday.
Can you go print those real quick? Then before we let anybody go, we'll
be 40.
And I'm old.
I wish I was.
Do you remember who it was, Miranda?
They sent it an email. Mr. Peral, Jesse Morgan.
Wait. Did you say growth?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
I sent it twice.
Oh. Okay, if you'll just get it, we'll fill it out real quick.
Okay. Yeah, there's.
Yep, I forgot.
What I was going to say is on those evaluations, I'm as guilty as anyone about just sitting down and, oh, she did great, but nobody's perfect, so let me back her up to a 3 or whatever. And,
A 3?
I could have said a 2. I think 3 is middle of the road, I think, if I remember right. And then everybody's got an idea of what they'd like to see different, whether it be different message on the marquee or different whatever, different color walls in here, whatever the case may be. We try to put something on there that, you know, that if you really care about it, write it down on her, and she can be thinking about it that way. I know I gripe at her all the time about how dark it is without the lights being on out there on the opposite side of the gym, just stuff like that. I'm not going to put that in my evaluation, but you know what I mean, just some constructive criticism. But like when John was here, Lynch was here, one of his duties was to go down there to the wastewater plant at least once a day and do everything had to be done in there. You know what happens in a wastewater plant. We all know how dirty that is. So people would complain about the way he dressed or where he wore his hair or whatever. I'd always tell him, I really don't give a shit about what his hair looks like or what kind of clothes he wears. I care about the numbers being right, the kids being educated and stuff like that. And I guess sometimes we get kind of hung up on whether high heels are tall enough or not, and whether her hair is kinky enough or not, et cetera. You know what I'm saying? Don't judge her on that. Judge her. The best workshop I ever went to, when I used to go to workshops, we went right up here to Pineland, and it was Broadus and West Sabine, Hempfield, us. I know it was those four. And the guy was talking about how to evaluate a superintendent. Now, one of the problems you run into at workshops is they're usually retired superintendents, so you don't get a board member's view, right? But this cat stands up there and he says, you know, if you were going to hire a cabinet maker to come put cabinets in your house, you shouldn't be worried about what kind of saw he's got, what brand of tools are, how big his hammer is, or anything else. But you look at the cabinets once they're hung on the wall, and if they look good and the door don't fall off of them and everything's plumb and square, you're a pretty good cabinet maker. And that's the same way you should judge a superintendent, based on the results, not necessarily on the Dodge pickup that she's driving. Maybe she can't afford it anymore than that. We're not going to think about giving her a raise. She can buy a Ford pickup or something, you know.
All the doors closed good, huh?
Yeah. But anyway, that's all I've got.
No, I like it. We're in the kid business, right?
That's right.
That's the measure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. For the 10 years I've been on this board, or maybe a few more, I've always told people that I try to make a decision based on what's best for the kids. It may not be what's best for my kid, even, but what's best for the kids first. What's best for the taxpayers second. And if you guys want to do something and I don't want to do it, I may abstain or vote no or whatever, speak my piece in here, but whenever we walk out that door, whatever majority says do, I'm going to support.
Right.
You know, and that's what everybody needs to do, is support whatever that happens to be.
Right for the brand, right?
That's right.
You're welcome.
All
right. I don't know if I'm allowed to take these back, and I was wondering if y'all filled them out tonight, if I was able to take them
back. Yeah, I did this and mailed it back to them.
Mm. There's another one.
Yeah.
I'm not filling it out again. I refuse.
It says disregard if already responded, but I guess they're saying we haven't responded.
That's what they sent me in the email.
So
I did too.
Looks like you and I are the only ones
that did it.
They're not reading their mail. I don't understand.
And they say,
I would just respectfully request that you fill it out again, please.
What?
Don't worry about this.
I respectfully request that you fill it out.
And give it to who?
Give it to me, and Miss Donna and I will send it in.
That's what I did. I handed mine straight in to the teacher.
Yep. We'll turn it in. We'll mail it. We'll mail it certified so they have to sign for it.
No, I refuse. Tell them I abstain.
You don't get to do that.
We got to fill it out again?
Yes, sir, please.
You can stand with me and we'll just abstain.
No, here, look, here's a pen. We'll do it right here together.
TT poo-poo on here?
No. Here, I'll fill it out for you. You can just tell me the answer.
Saddled at the bottom.
No to everything except I do have a wife that works here.
Okay.
That's it.
You want mine too?
Oh, rats.
Well, I hate I missed that meeting, but it sounds like y'all had a really good audit.
We did. Miss Hightower's doing a great job.
Sounds like it.
Thank you.
She is. Even though it makes her hair fall out some days.
I had a follow-up telephone call with Eric. What's his last name? Haver or something?
Eric.
Thank you. Do you want to just
Carver.
I can turn this
Carver.
On.
Can we get a motion to adjourn? That's the only thing we got left to do.
18.
I make a motion that we adjourn.
Mr. Holloway made it.
Second.
Brian seconded it. All in favor? Everybody wants to go home.